Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy. And by the way, before the show today, I was doing something that you might want to consider if you're a diver, and that is to apply for the global entry status with, that also includes TSA pre-check. If you're a scuba diver and you're traveling overseas, you get to, jump through the lines, and for $100, you can get global entry as well, or you get TSA pre, which is that expedited service on domestic flights in the U.S., as part of global entry. So when I travel out of the country, like to the Bahamas or whatever, once I get approved, I can zip right through with a kiosk and bypass a lot of the long lines and stuff. Now, today, I actually had my interview with my agent. You have to actually go and have them, they ask questions about what you do, what's wrong with you, that kind of thing. Should we allow you to be a part of this program? Because it's totally up to them. If they don't like something about you, they can say, no, sorry.
And do you smuggle weed back in your shorts?
We're going to keep your $100.
No, yeah. You didn't say hash.
Okay. I wouldn't add that if I were you. But it was interesting. The lady that I had for my interview today was very nice. However, as usual, it didn't go perfectly smooth because their fingerprinting system was not working. So now I got to go back again. So they asked me all the questions, the cavity searches and all that kind of stuff. They don't make you do that. I just volunteered it.
But, better to be safe than sorry.
Yeah. But the fingerprint machine didn't work, so I got to go back and finish that up. But once I do that, I'll be good to go. And she's a real nice lady. She's asking me about some of the places that I'd been, and she noticed on there that I'd been to the Maldives. And I said, yeah, I'm going back in August as part of our Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures. She goes, oh, my gosh. She goes, I've always wanted to be there. That's been on my list. I'm like, oh, really? You got to go. Are you a diver? She goes, no, but my husband and daughter are. And, I'm thinking, how much would it be? And I was like, just go. Get on a liveaboard boat like I'm going on. I said, everything's taken care of for you, and you'll be good to go. And she was like, yeah. I was like, so can I get it now after I give her that free advice? No.
No.
Yeah. fingerprint machine's broken. But she was still a nice lady, so I can't blame her.
Here's how you don't want to answer a question.
Okay.
Okay, ready? You yep. Ask me. I'll say, I was in the – I see from your – you tell me you see from my passport I was in the Bahamas last
year. Okay. Let's see. Mr. Johnson, I see that you've been in the Bahamas before.
Yeah,
a few
right.
months ago.
Right.
What were you doing there, sir?
Nothing.
What?
Nothing.
You went over to the Bahamas and you did absolutely nothing? How is that possible? You had to do something,
nothing.
Didn't you?
Nothing.
You didn't go over there and dive – snorkel with dolphins?
I mean,
or something?
I dove.
Okay. Why are you sweating?
It's hot in here.
It's actually kind of cold. We have the air conditioning blasting right
is
now.
Is it? I'm kind of hot.
You need to look at yourself in a mirror.
I have to go.
Yeah, that's
exactly what you don't want to do.
Oh, okay. That was an example of what not to do.
Right.
So don't do that, and you'll be good to go.
Don't be defensive.
For global entry.
What are you doing there? Nothing?
Yeah. An extra little tip, you want to save that $100? There's a couple. There's a few credit cards out there that include global entry as part of one of their, you know, credit card benefits.
What?
Yeah.
What?
So, you know, it's like a $100 credit that you'll get on your credit card for doing it. If you, you just Google it, you can find out. But American has a credit card that does that, and you know, obviously,
I don't know if I travel enough to do that. Most of my diving's in the States.
Well, but here's the thing. With Global Entry, you get TSA Pre free.
Oh, and that helps you get the...
Yeah, TSA Pre.
So you don't have to take your shoes off?
Evidently, yeah. Now, they can pull you out of the line. Now, if you go and you're part of Global Entry or TSA Pre, and they just don't like the way you look, like, see, that's where I think you might have a problem.
Yeah, because I look like a terrorist.
You look like troublemaker. Yeah, you just you have that aura about you. And they could still pull you out of the lineup and say, sir, you're going to get a cavity search. We don't care what you have.
Look, kids, it's Whitey McWhitefish. He's going to blow up the plane.
Okay. I think...
Yeah, right. Yeah,
maybe.
Right.
However,
yeah,
right. TSA Pre, you can just do that service, which is U.S. domestic, and that's 75 or 85 bucks.
Not to be cynical, but I bet they'd still screw that up, and I'd be... pissed off that I spent $100.
Well, it'd be $85. So for another $15, you can get Global Entry and TSA Pre. So, and it's good for 5 years.
How do they not check you?
What do you mean, how do they not check you?
They just go, you're good, go ahead. Once you buy this.
Well, no, you have to go through the interview process. You got to fill out this big form, and then they schedule an interview, which took, you know.
Do you take a lie detector?
Like a month. No.
So you could just scam your way right through it if you wanted to.
Well, no, not really. I mean, they look at your travel schedule. I don't know. Jerry the Diver Guy.
Why are your pupils dilated?
Vinny, do you guys, either one of you guys have that service or no?
No, I don't have it.
No.
Yeah, get it. Just get it. So I'm not alone.
We ain't a world traveler like you.
Well, once again, you don't have to be a world traveler. You just do the TSA Pre thing. That's
worth
it.
What does it do for you, Greg? Give me some advantages.
Well, the TSA Pre allows you to bypass the security, regular security lines, the ones that they're complaining about in Chicago right now that are 3 hours long.
Can you still opt in for the
strip
search?
So you won't get fondled.
Well,
thank you, Jerry. That's what I was going
to
say.
Well, you won't get fondled unless you ask to be.
That's what I'm saying. If I want to get
cavity searched, sure. I'm sure they would accommodate you. Yeah.
I'm not perfect. I want to make sure everything's good.
Mr. Johnson,
they're not exams, CJ. They're screenings.
While you're back there,
turn your head across.
Harry had a little lamb.
Okay, just quit it.
We found a polyp.
You know, but the bottom line, there is benefits. I mean, you see the news where, you know, in Chicago Midway, they're having 3 hour wait lines to go through security. That's insane.
That's a fine. I'm not going to Chicago.
Okay, that's one solution. Or, you know, but you guys travel some.
And for
it's
those
good
of you listening, the Cubs suck and always will.
Oh, we love Chicago.
The goat is coming back.
Okay, yeah, but it, you know, I do think
that was
it's worth
that
it.
That was the bubble boy saying that.
You know, if you're a diver and you're just even going over to the Bahamas or something, well, I mean, look, if you ever go out of the country within a five-year span... paying the extra $15 is going to be well worth it if you do more than a trip or two.
Can you still get the
year,
cigars and the rum back from Cuba?
Yeah. Yeah. There, it doesn't change
anything.
That's the
only important part.
Of what you can bring back when you're traveling.
Can you bring
abroad.
More with this?
No. And if you do, they will kick you out of the program. She did point that out.
Did you tell her that's weak?
Yeah. I was like, what am I paying my $100
for? What kind
of
benefits are you talking about? Come on.
Yeah, but
I fork over an extra $100. I want to be able to bring in another $100 back in cigars or rum.
Well, maybe that'll be another incentive that they add to Global Entry to get more
you
people.
Do
to
that,
sign up for
I
it.
Might be interested.
See, that was the reason TSA has been claiming that the lines have gotten so long, or that's one of the excuses. Like, hey, we cut down on our employees because we wanted to make it a little tougher because we thought more people would sign up for TSA Pre and Global Entry.
Yeah, right.
And they have not done that.
No, that's not why.
What do you mean that's not why? Oh, you mean that's not why the lines are so long?
They're cheap and incompetent.
Okay. Well,
they're
that's...
so long because they like fondling.
Maybe. Or maybe they're just getting tired of it.
Wap-a-da, wap-a-da, wap-a-da.
Oh, God. Well, my suggestion would be to look into Global Entry or TSA Pre. And honestly, once again, my tip to you listening is if you're going to consider doing TSA Pre, you might as well do Global Entry if you think there's any chance you're going to go outside the country in a five-year span. It's $100. And once again, you get one of them credit cards, you get it credited back. So it's kind of like a free perk.
Let me ask you this.
Ask me.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Can you bring, if you're not a spear fisherman, but if you were, can you bring a spear gun through? Or would you check that?
You would have to check that, yeah. Okay. That'd be a checked baggage item. But I'm not an expert. So check your local TSA
bag sticks are
thing.
Okay.
Yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're going.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We have a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, CJ Bubble Boy, Vinny Two Tanks, Jerry the Diver Guy. We got a full crew. And now we're joined by our South Florida correspondent, Britt Brown, who happens to be hanging down in the, I don't know, are you in the Florida Keys right now, Britt? Is that right? Or somewhere else? Where are you going?
I was down there yesterday. I came up to Naples last night.
Aha. So you're in Naples. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good. Well, I know you've been doing a lot of diving down there in the Keys and other places for that matter. So let's kind of work through it because it's been a while since you have checked in. So first of all, thanks for checking in. And second, tell us, what is the most recent? What, it was in the Keys yesterday you were there or what?
Yeah. Yep. Yesterday I was down in Key Largo. So current was a little rough. Visibility wasn't that great. So we just went to a Carey's Fort. We did a couple shallow dives. I was diving with a couple people who had actually just recently been certified. So I was just kind of down there with them, hanging out around 15 feet. And we were just, you know, we did Carey's Fort, Elbow Reef, the Hannibal. I did get to sneak in a Spiegel Grove, so that was good.
Very nice, very nice.
Yeah, they were hanging out topside, and I got to, you know, take a dip down on the Spiegel, so that was always nice.
So who were you diving with? You can go ahead and say. Who were you?
I was diving with my boyfriend Malcolm. He just got certified sometime in April, and this was our first chance to get out there, and he did a great job. I was very, very proud of him. Air consumption was pretty good, but all in all, it was a great dive. It was a lot of fun. It was fun. We got down there with a slate, and I was just kind of telling him everything that, you know, all the different fish, and, you know, we were trying to make up things, different symbols for angelfish or hogfish or... you know, you get your little fingers up there for the lobster, and then, you know, you got your crabs. So that was always fun.
Okay. You got your crabs.
It's like Pictionary underwater.
It is.
It is. Yeah.
Absolutely. That's part of the fun. There's a lot of signals us divers use underwater that you can't really explain appropriately on the radio without getting kicked off. Do you hear what I'm saying? There's one for BS. Yeah. Do you know the one for BS? I can say that much, I guess. Yeah. Bubble Boy's doing it for us here in the studio, and that's a little bit more...
I thought that was slug emissions.
You thought that was slug?
Slug emissions.
You could take it that way. But do you know that one, Brett, or no? Or is that a new one to you?
Is that the one when you're pointing at your gear, when your gear kind of craps out? Is it that one?
No, I don't know that one. When your gear craps out. No, yeah. We'll have to show. It's a bull blank. So you're making a bull kind of thing, and then pushing something out the other end, maybe?
Put one forearm over the other forearm, and the one hand makes the little V sign, and the other hand just kind of makes
explosions. Okay. Thank you, Bubble Boy, for that descriptive signal class here today. So we all learned something we probably shouldn't have learned.
Who
but
said this show's not educational?
There you go. Exactly. So, what's the... you're,
I did.
As far as bringing your boyfriend into the fold here as a diver, what is your certification level now? You're not an instructor, though, right?
No, I haven't actually gone pro yet. I'm just a master scuba diver, but that's just because... by way that it happened. So I like to tell everyone that I'm a rescue diver because I don't want anyone to think that I'm like way too involved in Patty, although that's not a bad thing, but you know.
What do you mean? Yeah, what, you don't want to be known as a master diver? That is more impressive than rescue diver.
It's on a non-professional level. Yeah, it's on a non-professional level. So
you're not a braggart like me, is what you're saying. Is that what you're trying
exactly,
to do?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't top you, Greg.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's not. You don't really want to.
Exactly.
Okay. You didn't have to agree with me, but that's okay. No, I got you. But he's digging it, and he did some. He had already checked out, or was he doing his checkout dives this week?
No. Yeah, he had already checked out. So we just went down there just to kind of hang out and have fun and just enjoy the Keys and be down there. So it was great. It was a good time.
Get him comfortable. But in his air consumption, you know, that is one of the things I'm kind of going down this, this avenue with you today, Britt, because actually you're bringing up a scenario that I've been in many times. And that is, you know, if you're an experienced diver and you're bringing in a friend or you're diving with a bunch of people that are not experienced, sometimes that can be really great and other times that can be a bit of an annoyance depending on your perspective. Obviously, if it's your boyfriend, you want him to get certified, but you brought up the fact about his air consumption, and that is one of the things that does have a tendency to irk experienced divers when they're diving with inexperienced divers. Are you with me on this, right?
Totally.
Yeah.
I forgot about it. You know, like the first dive, we got out a little ways away from the boat, and then all of a sudden I looked at, you know, I asked him, you know, what do you have for PSI? And he told me 700, and I had like, you know, 1600. So I'm like, oh boy.
It's like, great. You suck. Literally.
So, you know, so we had to, you know, get right back to the boat and kind of get up. And,
yeah.
But, I mean, we're only at 15 feet, so it wasn't that bad. Current was good.
And then
we're in about...
Did he use one of those lines? Did he use one of those lines as he should have and said, well, hey, I sucked my tank much quicker. I was breathing heavy. I mean, look who I was diving with. Did he did he work that line on you, or was he not that smooth?
He didn't. Actually, what he said was, you were going so fast, and that's another thing I didn't realize. You know, it's not like I'm a fast swimmer. I like to take my time and enjoy the wildlife down there, but I guess I didn't realize that, you know, I kick a little faster than others.
Well, you know, it just kind of happens naturally with more experience when you're diving like that. I totally get it.
Yeah.
And, you know, but the fact that you're bringing in, you're trying to share the love a little bit and do an experience together, that really will make it much, much more fun in the future for you guys, I have no doubt. Now, did he do the Spiegel Grove with you, too? Because that's kind of a semi-advanced dive, or can be, right? Or no?
Right. No, he stayed topside for that one.
Okay. Yeah.
And and I got down there, and it was fun. The first dive, we were on the back, and we sort of went into that little tailgate area that they have, and then we went in, we kind of turned around. My buddy got a little scared, so he wanted to come out, so we went out. And
got
we
a little scared? Around. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. He was scared of the dark. I don't know. I gave him a flashlight. He was still scared of the dark, I guess.
Well,
childhood thing going on.
Well, I mean, how deep were you going in the wreck? You could still see all the windows and stuff, couldn't you? Or
of course.
Yeah, because you're
course.
Not supposed
yeah,
to do anything.
Yeah, you know, we had ambient light. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was just a little bit of a wuss.
Yeah. I guess so. I mean, we got up to the top. I'm like, come on, guy. But, you know, everyone's different, so that's okay, and I respect that.
Sam, I'm scared of the dark. Man, she's diving with a bunch of wussy divers, that sounds like to me. What do you think there, Curly?
I respect everyone.
Okay. He's saying he's afraid of the dark, too, is what he's trying to say. All right, more with Britt.
I didn't want to go in there.
Spotted next, they call.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg, the dive master, Britt Brown. She is our, I don't know, what do we call you exactly? All right? You're kind of like our South Florida correspondent, one of our roving reporters, wouldn't you say there, Britt?
I would say so, yeah. I've been kind of all over. I went over to the East Coast. I've been up here in Venice a couple weeks ago. I try to get down to the Keys whenever I can.
Venice. So you're going after the shark teeth. Is that right?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Yeah.
How much fun and addictive is the shark teeth diving? Shark
Big
teeth
time.
Diving.
Yes,
yeah.
It's a lot so fun. I've been over there literally just once, but I did score a few really nice shark teeth. I'd say about almost 2 inches long. So not huge, but pretty good for me. I was very happy with that. What'd you see?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was that a meg that you got?
Yeah. I think they said it was, yeah.
So you're lucky. Wow, you're lucky.
Yeah.
Well, I got a lot of different things. I have, one of the most random things I got was a horse's tooth that was completely fossilized.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, I also got a snaggle tooth, shark tooth tiger. I got a lemon, a bull, and I didn't pick up a meg, but someone on the boat thought that, you know, I looked... My bag looked a little sad without having a meg in there, so he threw one in for me. So I did actually end up getting one, but it wasn't my own finding.
Yeah, it's not the same unless you find it yourself.
It's not the same,
But someone else had found one, and they had an extra and said, here, take mine kind of deal?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they go almost every other day. And so, mm-hmm. You know, he said, oh, well, you know, this one actually was missing a little lip off the edge of it. So
right.
He said, oh, it wasn't worth much, so he just gave it to me. So that was nice. But
it's still cool. But you got
a
saber-toothed tiger tooth. Is that what you said you found?
No, it was a snaggletooth.
A snaggletooth. Oh, a snaggletooth shark.
Snaggletooth shark, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, I understand. All right. Well, that's still pretty cool. I got a manatee rib bone.
Me too. And the dugong bones.
Yes.
I think that's actually what they're called, is the dugong.
Okay,
Greg.
We'll go with that one. Yeah, that sounds good. That sounds more cool. That sounds cooler.
Professional.
Yes. Yeah. All right, more coming up with Britt. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
Okay. I'm just not going to say a word and just get back to Brit. So, you're diving in Venice Beach. You did the shark tooth thing recently. You did some stuff down in the Keys, including diving the Spiegel Grove. Now, I saw here from the notes that you've been doing some stuff over in Naples. Was that where the spearfishing was going on, or where? Where did you do that?
Yeah. Uh-huh, yep, right here in Naples, Florida, Clark County. We actually just
went
started,
to... Yeah.
Not me, I shouldn't say, but...
Yeah,
they just started a spearfishing league down here, so that's really...
Okay, all right. Wait, Brett, you're breaking up just a tad there. So let's regroup. You're in Naples. They let me get this right. They just opened up a spearfishing club or a tournament that you participated in. What was that? Tell me again. Or did we lose you? I think we lost her, didn't we, guys?
She got tired of your bull scratch.
Started a club? Hello?
Oh, there she is.
Well, wait, hold on. I'll tell you what, Britt, let's reset here a little bit with her. I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna call her again because we're using FaceTime. And I think what happened is Jerry the diver guy got on our internet and just totally blew it up. Am I right, Jerry? Are you the one with the storms
don't blame
today?
Him.
Yeah, I'm going to blame somebody. Might as well blame him. I think that's only fair.
Yeah, it's me.
Yeah, see?
I'm farthest away.
He's willing to take the blame for that. And so I think it's appropriate. Well, you wouldn't back me up on that, Curly?
It's not his fault.
Of course it is. Whose else fault would it be?
He got to do it.
Yeah, okay, let's try it. Britt, do we got any of you now? Are you back with us?
There you are.
There we go. Okay, it was just breaking up. Your connection was starting to wig out a little bit. So,
my connection.
Yeah, maybe. You're down in Naples today. And that's your home base. Is that what it is? Is that where you hang
Correct,
usually?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you had mentioned this thing about the spearfishing tournament. Is that right? Or what was it?
Right, they have a spearfishing tournament going on at the end of this month, so if anyone's interested, you could just contact the Naples, Florida Spearfishing League and get all the information, get yourself signed up, and get down here.
I didn't even know they did that. I didn't know there were like spearfishing leagues, like bowling leagues. I mean, you got one of those
way cooler
team shirts. Yeah, I mean, what's up with that? Do they do that whole thing or no?
You know, I'm actually not a part of it. I just know of it, and I'm involved in it because I see it all the time. But I just tried spearfishing for the first time a couple weeks ago, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I didn't think I was going to. I'm usually into shooting things with my camera.
Right.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what was it that made it so exciting for you?
Hard to kill them that way.
It's not killing them.
It's hard to get them in your belly.
It's eating them. Exactly. Spearfishing is very
pictures.
Conservationally minded activity. People, it gets a bad rap, but it really is very selective. As long as you're not, you know, being a, I don't know, what's the right word, pig about like, hey, I'm just going to go get the biggest fish I can find. And that's not necessarily a smart way to go about spearfishing all the time because those are the fish that are also the most, don't know, the ones that are spawning the most and providing more fish for everything else. You know what I mean? Right? So you got to be a little bit responsible in it in that regard. Right, Britt?
Correct. Yeah, yes, mindful okay. of it. Yeah, sure. Unless it's a lionfish.
Oh, unless right? if it's lionfish. Oh man,
game on.
Absolutely. And I love I love that. That is so much fun. But you got to be a little careful with the spines and stuff. But yeah, I mean it's open season on lionfish. You can take them out, and eat as many as you possibly can. But what made it so much fun for you? Is that what you were shooting, or was it other stuff?
No, I the first fish I shot was a sheephead, mm-hmm. and immediately with the first spear in, I all of a sudden turned into like Tony Montana, you know? I'm like, the apex predator down here.
Say hello to my little friend! And you have two spear
exactly.
guns off your hip. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I can, you know, it is one of those things where you kind of get, the fever takes over. I mean, it kind of happens with lobstering a little bit, I think. I feel it, too, when I do lionfish hunting, too. I mean, it's the same kind of thing. It's a lot of fun. I don't spear fish generally like that. I've done it once myself. I did it off the oil rigs of, in the Gulf. I did it many, matter of fact, it was September 11th because when we came back into shore, well, I guess it would have been September 10th. The next morning was when September 11th happened, and I had to call my trip short and come home. And that's the last time I've really spearfished for real. And I liked it. I was a little creeped out by it there, though, because it was kind of deep and the visibility wasn't ideal. And I got down there and I'm like, what is lurking there below me in the depths that's probably bigger than me that I'm supposed to shoot if I see? You know, because there are big critters out there. And that kind of thing. Megalodon could have been out there. Absolutely.
I wasn't really worried about the sharks as much as I was worried about the Goliath grouper.
Really?
And because, you know, yeah, they'll grab your stringer. This is what they, you know, who are they? But this is what they tell me. They'll grab your stringer and just take you down, blow your eardrums out, blah, blah, blah. Thankfully, I didn't have the stringer on me. I just gave the fish to my buddy who was catching everything, and he was going to have a fish fry that evening. So,
well, are you free diving or scuba diving?
No, we were scuba diving.
Okay, all right. But, I know the grouper do that, but I had heard that was more of a free diving thing, but I guess they would come after a stringer, whether you're scuba or free diving. Doesn't really matter. But they're big-ass fish, those grouper.
They're delicious.
No, you're not. Well, they are. They're groupers, I guess. But I don't know. You're not supposed to shoot them. You can't. They're protected still.
Right.
Yeah. So they kind of have free reign pretty much from the spearfishers. But
just one bite.
They're as big as they are, they bite you. I remember back in the day when Manny, Tarzan down there in Miami, he's still kicking, doing his things. But he was free diving down there with groupers, and he would use his arm as a lure to snag one of these Goliath grouper. And you could find this on YouTube, I'm sure, if you just Google. Back then we called them Jewfish, so they hadn't made the politically correct name change to Goliath grouper at the time.
I have a question.
Yes, Curly.
When you're spearfishing,
yes.
Tony Montana style,
mm-hmm.
and you do that much blow before you go down, do you use your air up faster?
Well, when you blow, I mean, you're exhaling.
No, so I'm talking about cocaine.
Oh. I don't know.
You seem like that would raise your heart rate, and then you would use your air a lot
faster.
Well,
Britt was the one who was describing that activity.
Yeah,
so
I think we'd have to go 20 years back. Maybe it's actually even 30 years back, you know, now.
And then
so
do you get that paranoid?
That would be your generation.
Oh, in your face. She totally threw you under the bus, you old fart.
These kids today.
Good one, Britt.
Yeah.
And now I'm speechless.
When I was your age, I had respect for my elders.
Hey, she's the one that brought up the Tony Montana reference.
Well, yeah, but she was just trying to...
And she also finished it.
And the Megalodon Corleone.
Right. Well, good move there.
Sons of bitches. That's a good one.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, so you got a sheep's head. Did you eat that one or what? I don't know. What do they taste like?
Oh, I gave it to my dive buddy because he was having a bunch of people over to his house and he was having a fish fry and I had to get back to work. So,
yeah.
You know, I have other important grown-up things to do. So I don't have time to gut the fish and, fillet it and
get all
that.
Messy, smelly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also got a mangrove snapper and a hogfish.
Okay. Hogfish are very tasty for sure. Well, the snapper are good too. Yeah. But it's all a matter of how you fix them, I guess, right? So
That's what they tell me.
Okay, so you usually catch them and leave it to someone else to fix them up for you. Is that why you recruited your new boyfriend? Is he a cook or something?
Yeah. He's pretty good around the kitchen, so.
He's
the
grunt.
I got that going for me.
He's the what, Jerry?
He's the grunt.
He's the grunt. Okay. Well, that's a kind of fish, isn't it? A grunt is a fish.
That's the grunt fish.
That's the grunt fish. They just do everything you don't want them want to do, or I don't know, Jerry. What it's, is
whichever way?
Whichever way,
matter.
Whatever
He's
works.
To do it.
Okay,
I don't know, Greg.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Britt, thanks for the update. Appreciate it. Sounds like you're having some big fun for sure, and we always love hearing your stories. And you'll have to report back. Report back here soon after you do some more, okay?
Good. Sounds great. Thank you so much.
All right. There you go. Britt, our correspondent from South Florida.
Also, how do you keep your mouth under regularity if you can't feel your gums?
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Do you have the desire to become an aquatic role model? Do you have the passion to expand not just your lungs but your core understanding of the underwater realm? Then learn to inspire and train others in the art of freediving and become a PADI freediver instructor. Experienced freedivers can gain instructional skills by attending a PADI freediver instructor training course. Current freediver instructors can join the PADI organization by attending a PADI freediver instructor orientation. Do more in a single breath and reach limits you never thought possible. Visit PADI.com to find out more.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at ScubaRadio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Nothing you can say once the dive is done. Nothing you can do that's quite as fun. Nothing to compare, so you plan your next day just the same. It's easy. All you need is air.
air. All you need is air.
Or nitrox.
All you need is air down there. Air is all you need.
Well, nitrox, helium.
Air is all you need.
Trimix.
Air is all you need.
Now, air is 21% oxygen.
Air is all you need. Air is all you need.
And the rest, nitrogen and a few Uranus. Uranus?
Uranus. Uranus?
Yeah.
Methane.
Different types of gases and things like that. So whatever you need to get down underwater, you know, air,
weights. Nitrox. You really need weights.
You don't have to have weights. Not if you're really good at your buoyancy. Now, a novice diver, beginner diver would need weights. But someone like the dive god, I mean, I don't even know if he had weights back in the day. Did you ever have to use weights there, Neil, or no? What do you think?
Weights? Hola, Senor Gregory.
Yes, Neil Watson, the dive god.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But keep in mind that you wore a metal backpack,
right,
and steel tanks that were more negative. So, but no, actually, I was negative.
Yeah, he was negative.
Was, I say.
Was now, well, yeah, okay.
I'm still going to use 6 pounds.
Okay, well, that's pretty good. I usually dive with, when I'm not doing anything like more than a 3 mil wetsuit, I usually do 8 pounds. I like to be a little bit, you know, it just depends on how I feel, whether I'm slightly heavy then or not. But 8 pounds usually does it for me. 10 pounds
good.
Heavy when I'm lobstering. If I want to get down in the muck and look under ledges, maybe I'll add a couple extra pounds.
Or our shark dives, we weight everybody real heavy.
Exactly.
Keep them on the bottom.
True.
Especially with the hammerheads, because you usually have a little bit of a current running.
Yeah.
And you need to be able to stay station on the bottom.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, the guy.
Yeah, I don't know what we'll have down there in Cuba in a couple weeks, but we're going back down to Cuba. The dive guy and myself, you'll hear all about it when we broadcast from there. Right after heading over to Long Beach for the scuba show. But what have you been up to lately there, Neil? Were you just over in Bimini, or what?
Actually, I've been kind of coordinating with my son. He just took the boat from Bimini over to Andros. He's got a group, and they're over trying to film the elusive sawfish.
Really? Have those been...
Why.
Well, I mean, the sawfish are pretty rare to see.
Yeah.
But
they are.
But you guys are having them show up fairly regularly over in Bimini, or what?
Andros.
Andros.
Back in the bites. You know, there's actually a species of stingray, and I guess they hang out back in the kind of the canals of Andros, the brackish water and stuff. So,
you know, Neil, since I got you on the air right now, I got to ask you something that actually goes back to the world of boating today, because we had a story about in the Bahamas, there's rumors of some kind of river monster living in the blue holes. Have you heard any of this nonsense or no?
Only from you, Gregory, but I'm not surprised.
Well, no, supposedly Discovery was doing one of those shows called River Monsters, and the host is over there in the Bahamas, or was over in the Bahamas, looking for some kind of crazy man-eating critter or something. I don't know what he thinks it is. But you never heard of this legendary creature in blue holes.
You know, Andros has the...
Chickchorny.
Yes, the chickchorny, the thing from the trees and stuff, but right. I haven't heard of anything in the blue hole.
Well, like a sea monster or something.
After enough click gold, you know,
good
our
point.
Bahamian beer, I could visualize people seeing things. Well, actually, I did a penthouse shoot in the blue holes one winter, and it was a nude thing, not me.
Really? So you did a penthouse forum video shoot or what, photo thing in one of the blue holes in Andros?
Yeah. Blue hole in Andros. It was very, very cold. Very cold.
Yeah.
As you can see visually. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, shrinkage, I guess, is what we're talking about there, just if anybody had any doubt. But there's always something cool going on. But I don't know.
Speaking,
I, yeah.
speaking of something cool,
yeah.
You know, we have our wine tasting periodically with Captain Walt and,
yes.
and Paul Heumann from mm-hmm. Reef and Ladd and Peter Hughes and you came up with the idea and I am, as we speak, freezing 2-inch square ice cubes and the round ice balls.
You got ice balls for your rum.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, these are stainless steel ice cubes you throw in the freezer, and then you put them in your drink, and it doesn't water down your drink. I actually learned that from a friend of mine at Divers Alert Network when we were over in the Bahamas a couple weeks ago, and she was looking at me like, what are you doing? We just paid $20 for these shots of rum, and you're going to ice them down? You bastard! So, you know, yeah, I pass it along to the dive god, and he's taking my lead, blind leading the blind. And, no, actually, that's how you're supposed to drink your rum, on frozen things like that instead of real ice cubes. So we'll let you know how it goes, I guess. And maybe we'll talk about that when we're in Cuba with the dive god in a couple weeks. So don't miss that or our broadcast from the Scuba Show in Long Beach. But that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. We're gang.
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.